This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. Among college students, America's war on terrorism has sparked enormous interest in intelligence work. Thousands of job seekers want to talk to one employer in particular, the Central Intelligence Agency. NPR's Claudia Sanchez reports the recruiting bonanza occurs at a critical time in the CIA's controversial history.
It's 7 p.m. and somewhere inside Luce Hall, a sleek geometric red brick building on the Yale campus, the CIA is conducting job interviews. America's most famous spy agency is looking for that extraordinary individual that recruiters describe as self-reliant, adventurous, courageous, an individual with superior intellect and love of country. Anyone else need not apply. Ted Diskants, a history major with a fresh face right out of a high school yearbook, is definitely intrigued.
Having grown up watching James Bond movies, were there times when I was a little kid when being a secret agent might have seemed fun, but also it's a fascinating time to be involved in something like gathering intelligence.
Tonight, about 60 Yale students are meeting with the CIA. Their fascination with the spy business couldn't have come at a more crucial time. The agency has struggled to replace an aging staff, and morale has been hit hard by scandals, not exactly a good recruiting tool. The September 11th attacks highlighted these and other weaknesses. Since September 11th, though, applications have soared from 600 a week to 4,000 a week, with college students leading the way. Not everyone at Yale is happy about that.
There's a general myth that the CIA has somehow changed, and that, like, it is no longer like, you know, evil, shady, sort of cloak and dagger kind of an organization.
This young man in baggy pants, a wool ski cap pulled down over his ears, and a t-shirt that reads, "Food, not bombs," can hardly contain his contempt for the CIA. His name is Zach Weinstein, a sophomore from New York City.
It's disgusting that something like September 11th would happen, but I strongly believe that had, for instance, the CIA not overthrown the Prime Minister of Iran in 1953, the sort of fundamentalism that fueled this probably never would have emerged as such a dominant power in the Middle East.
Weinstein is convinced that the U.S. is more hated and less secure because of what the CIA has done in the name of national security.
Okay, it overthrew the government in Guatemala in 1954. It overthrew the Allende government in Chile.
Weinstein's views don't have a very big audience tonight. Only four people have shown up to protest the presence of CIA recruiters on campus. It's hard to believe, but not long ago, many colleges banned the CIA from their campuses. Back then, this protest would have drawn hundreds, even at Yale, a school with particularly close ties to the spy agency. Today, schools' doors are wide open to the CIA. At George Washington University in downtown Washington, D.C., some students like Ella Mann say the agency's past is not a problem.
We're kind of the next generation coming up. We don't have as much of the bad association with the CIA, you know, that maybe our parents' generation did. And I think we can step into some of those intelligence agencies and, you know, strengthen the intelligence community and make it more of a priority.
Mann is studying transnational defense budgeting and analysis. She's fluent in Arabic and has already been contacted by several U.S. intelligence agencies. So has 22-year-old Derek Line. He's studying space policy and security. Line is fluent in German and learning Chinese.
I have all these talents and skills, and I have other knowledge that's going to go over to national security very well. A job in the government would be much more patriotic, I guess.
Which is not to say that Lyon isn't thinking about benefits and salary. The CIA offers $35,000 to $50,000 a year to start. It's not a lot, especially for Yale graduates who've been known to command nearly twice as much in the private sector. It's late, and some of the Yale students who met with the CIA tonight are walking out of Luce Hall, including Ted Diskants, the young man who was so intrigued by the spy business. He says the CIA didn't talk very much about clandestine work overseas, which is okay, Diskants says, with a shrug. Yalies aren't really suited for all that cloak and dagger stuff.
Have you seen us? Our best weapons are perhaps our minds.
The CIA won't disclose how many students it has hired from Yale or any other school, but it looks like it'll be a bumper crop. Claudia Sanchez, NPR News.